It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
Hi, this is Sanjay Jain. I'm part of US ISV Architect Evangelist team. Today, I have Jesper from Metaphor. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Introduce yourself and your organization to the audience.
Okay. My name is Jesper Keelen. I'm the Vice President for Business Development at Metaphor Software. We're an ISV that specializes in the Microsoft Dynamics AX and Microsoft Dynamics CRM platforms. And we're successful in building products based on those platforms.
So tell me more about, you know, when I kind of, if I remember the history in terms of my interaction with your team, probably last 6 or 8 months. When we were talking about the early adapter program, mm-hmm. we were talking about Dynamics CRM 4.0, and then also Dynamics AX 2009, as you mentioned. So tell me your experience of the early adapter program, you know, in terms of the resources, the support, the challenges. What's your perspective?
Okay. The early adapter program is an extremely valuable program from an ISV perspective, because it allows us to actually be on the forefront with the technology that Microsoft is going to deliver in the next versions. What that means for us is that we can not only target our products at the current markets, but we're also able to align our products with the features that Microsoft actually delivers in future versions. That's especially useful because when the next version of the products are getting released, in this case, we just recently sold Microsoft Dynamics CRM version 4.0, we have been able to actually align ourselves and build on top of those products to actually deliver very rich functionality right out of the gate.
So tell me more about your solution, right? I mean, one of the key aspects with specialization I see in the solution that you focus more on fund accounting. Mm-hmm. So tell me more about the solution and how it differentiates you from your other competitors.
Right. So the space that we primarily move in is the government and not-for-profit space, and they have a great need for fund accounting functionality. The financial aspect of fund accounting is governed by some government standards that we're not going to go into any details about right here. But we have been able to build functionality, extending AX, Microsoft Dynamics AX, and Microsoft Dynamics CRM to actually deliver fund accounting functionality, fundraising functionality, and some other functionality that's extremely valuable in the government and not-for-profit space.
So in terms of the AX 2009 platform, which you are participating as part mm-hmm. of the adapter program, so what does it also mean that you have access to the not only training, but also access to the early bits, which are not available publicly, right? So help me understanding what are the key features you kind of got excited about in this release?
Some of the key features that really got us excited is to see actually how the functionality matures and how the technology becomes more and more streamlined and more familiar to with what we see in the other Microsoft application. That's very important because as we recently saw, the latest and greatest big product portfolio that came out of Microsoft was probably Office 2007 that really changed the way that people work with applications on a daily basis. What we see in Microsoft Dynamics AX 2009 is some of those same features, the ribbon, the usability that has been so much more matured in the latest products. And actually, when we see the final release, we'll see a product that looks and feels and works as if we were running an Internet Explorer 7 or a Microsoft Office 2007 package. And that's extremely valuable to the end users out there as it shortens the ramp-up time in getting familiar with the products in general.
Excuse me. From the development perspective, right, I know AIF is a big piece, like application interface for the web services base. Mm-hmm. Are you able to leverage that, and what's your take on the new AIF interface with the AX 2009?
We've been able to leverage some of the AIF functionality that exists in Microsoft Dynamics AX 2009. The most important thing about the AIF interface is that it provides a very well-defined framework for actually communicating with the application from the outside world into the outside world. It gives us a very well-defined set of documents that allows us in a very rapid way to actually build integration points with external products. That's extremely useful in some of the other products that we have been developing for the not-for-profit sector, such as the fundraising software. Because the fundraising software, essentially being built on a Microsoft Dynamics CRM platform, has components, for example, for event management, where it needs to communicate with the financial backend solution, in this case, Dynamics AX, in order to transfer financial information and revenue information and donor information, donations, sales, etc., back and forth, so that the financial system is continuously updated. The AIF, the integration framework, is extremely valuable in that perspective. And as it has matured more in 2009, it has been even easier to actually leverage that framework to build those solutions in the future.
Any other feature you want to highlight in this new release besides AIF, which kind of help you in your vision of your solution?
I think one of the features that are really, really useful in AX 2009 that I think was going to get a lot of success and a lot of positive experiences out of is the areas that have come with the new client, that we actually get a dashboard where we can actually manage our daily work, our reports, our periodic work, our journals, etc., from the area itself.
You mean enterprise portal, like EP?
Yeah, you have the areas that are built into the AX client, which is leveraged off of the enterprise portal. That functionality is really useful in getting the users a good role-based experience within the product. Now, we have been able to take that one step further with our smart board, smart view technology, and extend upon that functionality. But I think the basic technology behind that is going to be a really big thing, because it's going to allow users to get familiar with the products a lot faster than what we have been seeing with products traditionally.
Any thought in terms of the workflow? That's another kind of big pillar in terms of the release, especially for ISVs in terms of the platform for building on AX. Are you leveraging any of the workflow capabilities?
We have been leveraging some of the workflow capabilities to the effect that we have customers that are very tight or strictly controlled by certain rules and regulations. When we deal in the government and the not-for-profit space, it's extremely important that approval guidelines, approval rules are followed for expenditures. The workflow management system that's going to be delivered with AX 2009 has actually allowed us and enabled us to actually generate and build a product that actually can comply with those very strict guidelines that govern the not-for-profit and the government space, and allows us to actually be competitive in that space. Whereas with earlier platforms, we would not be able to check that off when we came into a competitive situation with other products.
Thank you. Let's switching the product line here. You mentioned earlier about the CRM side. Like, you are also part of the CRM for Early Adapter Program and developing a solution for higher education.
Yeah.
Can you share some what's going on that front?
We're currently working on releasing the first version of the product right now, and we have had great success in working with Microsoft's teams on both fronts, both on the development side, but also on actually the sales and the marketing side on that product. It has been extremely valuable for us to actually have access to the early adopter program on the CRM side, as we would not otherwise have been able to be ready with a release version of the product at this point in time if we did not have access to the CRM 4.0 version until it was actually released around the new year.
And that is called Backpack 2008, correct?
That is the Backpack 2008 product, yes.
And it's based on some framework, right? The SIS framework?
It's a student information system that's based off of the SIF framework, so it actually integrates with other packages such as Microsoft Dynamics GP, which is very widely used in some educational organizations, especially here in the United States.
So, yes, but in terms of the deployment options, once your solutions are ready and you go to market, what kind of deployment options, or what is your strategy to offer deployment options? Is it on-premise, or are you targeting like partner-hosted or CRM Live? for some ERP Live, what kind of strategy is?
It very much depends on the organization that we deploy into. Some organizations like to have the products in-house, so the on-premise deployment solution is typically best in their cases. It requires more of the organization. They need to be very aware of the fact that they need to have the proper staff to support the servers and the software and all that in-house. Then we have other organizations that prefer as little maintenance as possible, usually because they want to focus on what's important to them, and that's the daily operations rather than their support and backbone systems. The great thing about the products as we see them coming out of Microsoft Business Solution, Microsoft Dynamics nowadays, is that they enable us to deliver both types of deployment options into these organizations, which would otherwise not have been possible in earlier versions or with other products.
Okay. So Jesper, what would you advise to newer ISVs who want to be successful like yours? What would you advise them?
I would advise them probably to get familiar with the product, embrace the technology that's in there. A lot of times I think that newer ISVs maybe getting scared about all the technology and all the functionality that is in the Microsoft Dynamics products. But as they actually get to learn the products and get more familiar with them, they actually find out how they can actually really rapidly accelerate their development processes by simply getting familiar with those products. And I think it's important to not only get familiar with the products, but also maintain a good, strong communication with Microsoft and try to figure out what's coming in the future versions to keep kind of the finger on the pulse to see where the products are going in the future.
Thank you, Jesper. This is again Sanjay Jain. For more information, feel free to contact me at sanjay.jain@microsoft.com. And also, you can log on to a site called innovateon.com for further information on Dynamics.